So we'll call this meeting to order. As we flag, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I have Kristen here tonight to act as staff a little bit for us. Would you like to call the roll?
Oh, certainly. So, and my background, I've done some project management and, well, I do project management and IT work professionally, and I grew up in Black Diamond, so I'm really happy to be able to help in our local government here. All day long. Sirens. Sorry. So the role is Chair Councilmember Morgan.
Here.
Councilmember Pepper.
Here.
And Councilmember Didi. Not here.
All right. I guess our first order of business would be public comment.
So this will take anyone who wants to comment on any of the items in the committee scope of work that's listed here on the agenda. Do you want me to read that out?
The three of us, I think we know pretty well.
Okay.
Is there any comments? Seeing no comments, we'll move right along here. So this is item number two.
It's a public comment and discussion on Resolution 16-1079, confirming the mayor's appointment to the Civil Service Commission, position number 3. That has been assigned to this committee. And related to this item, the updates that I can provide are basically that I, council member, Chair Morgan, you've asked, looked into a number of items related to what is the history of the civil service, how does the Civil Service Committee operate in Black Diamond? What are the guidelines around how the council might make its decision on confirming the appointment? And I know one of the items additionally that you asked us to continue looking into was if it would be possible to get a member of the Civil Service Commission or an official associated with it to come and present at this committee to get more information on this item. So I am continuing to look into all of those and other requests that you have.
Yes, and it's my understanding that we have not heard back yet about having any of that additional input, so we're going to wait on this issue for now. And so the next thing is the
regional... I'm sorry. Before we go on to that item, I just wasn't sure if Councilmember Pepper was going... had any other...
Yeah, we requested a different one. Thank you. Yes, we have requested of the mayor and the police chief Kibbinger and our employees, civil service rep Louisville Goble, come to one of these meetings to explain about how this Civil Service Commission fits into the Black Diamond government. And we have not heard back, so we will wait as Council Chair Logan said on this issue for now.
Thank you. Sorry for the interruption. Okay, so just wanted to make sure we got a chance to finish up that item.
Our next item?
Our next item? Item 3 is public comment and discussion regarding the recycling event that may happen in conjunction with Maple Valley and Covington as a joint interlocal effort. And on this item as well, I know that you briefed me on you made some calls and done some research. One of the questions that you wanted reported on was the timeline for both the city to make its complete its preparations for such an event, as well as how this event is being run this year and possibly if it's different from previous years, and probably a host of other items. So that's what I have to report on that, so that those are continuing to be looked into.
All right. What I can add, what I can add to that is I did take the liberty of talking to the city of Maple Valley, who is going to handle this event for themselves and for the greater county, unincorporated King County. And Black Diamond wishes to participate. We have to give them our answer by the end of March. This event was something that the city staff looked into. It was on a draft agenda for referral to committee at our last council meeting. The agenda was not approved properly, so the item was ultimately not moved forward. Therefore, this committee will not be acting. However, I felt that this resolution about recycling was important to our citizens. There's always been a good turnout for the event at our city hall, so I called Maple Valley to find out, and they told me that they needed our answer by the end of March. What she told me also was that the solid waste grant that we used to receive in the past has been cut in half. She espoused that this is something that the state has done as a cost-saving measure and to try to encourage cities and municipalities to work together on these grants so that they can be more cost effective, I guess, is what I would say. So, and she also said that there was a new process to sign up for the grant. And that took quite a bit of effort to work this new process out. They have to sign up by computer. And she said it was difficult, but they got it done, and they gladly did it for Black Diamond gratis. Let's see. In the past year, I think we were able to take tires, but when we do this event, it will be at Rock Creek Elementary School. When they take the tires, there will be a fee, but they will take them, used tires. It didn't look to me like there was a fee for oil. There will be a second event in the fall, which is something that we haven't had in Black Diamond in the past. They've made an effort. And in their brochure that they sent me, that's not ready for publication, but I just wanted to have an idea, and she thought that would be okay. They have some notes about other places, other things where you can get rid of it. They have tried to include things that are really difficult to get rid of. There's also going to be for sale, it looked to me like $20 cash a piece, rain barrels, compost bins and worm bins that she says are at subsidized prices. And they'll be sending out flyers when the event is more close, like about 3 weeks before the event. So that's what I have to say on that subject. It sounds like it's always been popular in Black Diamond, and I'm thinking about adding this item to the March 17th agenda for the full council review. What do you think?
Well, I think that this recycle event has been really important to our citizens in the past, and I know I myself have benefited greatly from this event in the past when they were collecting tires and old paint and oil, and I was able to personally remove a lot of things, and I had to wait in line. It was so heavily attended. So I think that the research that Chairman Morgan has done on this and the kind of dialogue that she had with Maple Valley lends itself to putting this on the agenda for next time, or moving
for it March 17th, so that we would have a decision before the end of March.
So it sounds like you want some research as to what could be done about that, given that it's also important to work within the rules and follow up on that item maybe further with the mayor and staff.
Sounds good to me. Does anybody else have anything that they want to say about the recycling event?
I have a question. I don't understand. Is the recycling event?
Judy Goodwin, 29044, 222nd Place Southeast, Black Diamond. Do I understand you to say that the event's going to be held at Rock Creek for all of us? Or
yes.
Because
yes,
it has been here.
That's correct.
In this parking lot before,
that's
right?
That's correct. That's where I'm attending. That's correct. And that is one of the disadvantages for Black Diamond residents is that it's a little further away than here.
I understood you referenced a change in the way the state budgeted it. Is that?
That's the reason why.
Oh, they're encouraging cities to work together. Mayor Valley and Black Diamond
and
coming to Oregon.
How much does the event cost the city?
I don't have the. It comes in through as a grant, and it's like. They put the money that comes as the grant goes to that event.
Okay. So I'll take that one down as well as a follow-up in case that's something that isn't already available.
And since we didn't see because it wasn't properly noticed and didn't get on the agenda, we never saw the agenda bill.
Okay. Well, the other thing I'm concerned about is that Maple Valley got information about the grant, but you got it secondhand, so I'm just wondering
what I need to explain to you, because you probably don't understand this. Maple Valley approached Seth Botcher at the staff at the City of Black Diamond about this event and was totally and completely clued in about it. But the way we have the situation now, the staff is not allowed to talk to us and we are not allowed to talk to the staff. And so we have to go around these things. If we understand that it's something that the citizens need and want to have go forward, instead of holding the city up entirely hostage, we're trying to make things work.
Okay, thank you.
And I think that, you know, I took that down. It's working with an updated process. To follow up for you on that item. So.
Okay.
Do you want?
Ms. Taylor seems to have her hand up when she wants to say something.
That's okay, she can finish what she's saying.
No, I was just going to ask if she wanted to move on to the next item, so if you want to.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. As far as this not being in the agenda packet, it was in the packet for the Thursday council meeting, and I did print up a copy of it. I do not have it with me now, but I do have it at home. So I was completely versed on what this was, and it was a $16,700 grant that was passed through from the Department of Ecology, I believe, for this, for our participation for this part of it. So to say that this was not noticed and was not in the agenda packet and you don't know what it was about is erroneous, because it was in the agenda packet for Thursday's council meeting, which you canceled, and it did not get on the agenda for Wednesday. Thank you.
Well, thank you for reminding me what I know and what I don't know.
So, I'll take the follow-up items down for you. Thank you.
Okay.
And I believe we're ready for item four?
Yes, we are.
Which is public comment and discussion regarding the Mountain View Fire Black Diamond Ad Hoc Fire Committee meetings. And you had asked me to pull together some of the past information. There is, you know, past agendas and some minutes on the internet, but or posted on the city's website. But I believe more importantly, we have Chief Smith here to address the item. Had asked him to come. Is that
That's correct?
Correct.
And thank you.
Okay, Greg Smith. I'm fire chief, Black Diamond Fire Department. So I'll give you a little background on the ad hoc committee and where we're at and what we've been doing, and then I'm certainly happy to take any questions that you might have.
Thank you.
Let's see. Let me find my stuff on the ad hoc committee. Because I started back in 1943, so I'm going to go a little bit farther than that. That's actually when your fire department started. Let me start from there, so you have some background, because I think that's important to know where you're at today, where you came from. So 1943, Fire District 17 was formed, and that was voted by the population in that area. They decided to make a fire district. In 1950, Fire Station 99, which is the one right down here in Old Town, was built. 1959, the city incorporated, became a city. And when the city became a city, pretty much, I don't know if they had an interlocal agreement back then, but the fire district still provided the protection to the city at that time. In 1989, Fire Station 98 was built, which is out here by Lake Sawyer, and that was not in the city. It's still not in the city. It's in the county, unincorporated area. But that was built by Fire District 17. And then I've been the fire chief. I'm also the fire chief for Mountain View Fire and Rescue, and we provide service to the city under interlocal agreement. So I've been there since 1992, and at that time we actually started working closely with Black Diamond Fire Department. Black Diamond Fire Department actually used our radio system back then, and there was a time when we had both of us went together and had our insurance together, and we were drilling together. We moved to ValleyCom from, we used to be dispatched by SouthCom, which is out of Federal Way, which no longer exists. District 44 moved to ValleyCom, and so did Black Diamond. So when Black Diamond moved, we actually gave, that's where you came up with the 98 and the 99 numbers. Those were numbers that belonged to Fire District 44. So we gave those numbers so they would be kind of incorporated with the numbers from our stations. So, and then in 2000, in the year of 2000, the city of Black Diamond annexed the Lake Sawyer. So what that meant by the interlocal agreement you had with Fire District 17, that agreement said whoever had the largest assessed value would be in charge of the fire department. So as soon as you annexed Lake Sawyer, the city did, then the assessed value of the city became more than the district. So in 2000, the city took over, the city fired the current fire chief that was there. The city took over the fire department, and the city ran the fire department and provided services to the District 17 for a period of about 5 years. And so in about 2005, the city fired the fire chief that was there, and they brought in an interim fire chief. And that interim fire chief suggested that you look at neighboring fire departments to see if you could do something together. So at that time, in 2005, you actually spoke with Maple Valley Fire Department and Mountain View Fire Department. And then from there, we formed this interlocal agreement. And so I guess, what was wrong with the fire department back then? There was actually came a point where when Black Diamond Fire Department got a call, your fire department was not responding to calls in the city. And so it was coming from Maple Valley or coming from District 44, and Maple Valley sent a letter to the city and said, look, we're going to have to start charging you because your fire department isn't responding, we are. And so that's how you got to where you went and started looking to join up with another fire department. So in 2006, we, Fire District 44, started providing services to Black Diamond under interlocal agreement. We operate both fire departments as one, but you know, we said it's important that for the city that it says Black Diamond Fire Department on your fire engine. So no matter what you do, it would always, if you continue to work with us or do some of these other things, that's important, and that would stay, and that's just window dressing, so that we would keep that. In 2008, we merged what was left of Fire District 17 into Fire District 44. So there is no Fire District 17 anymore. So if you look at a map of the city of Black Diamond, it's completely surrounded by Fire District 44, basically. And we have, between the city of Black Diamond and Fire District 44, we operate 8 fire stations. So we operate as one fire department. So now when you get a call in town, you don't just have your 2 stations, you have all 8 fire stations that are readily available to provide any assistance that you might need in the city. In 2013, there was a city retreat, and at that retreat, they decided it would be good to explore what are our future options for fire service in Black Diamond. And so that was in August of or early of 2013. And so in August of 2013, the city passed Resolution 13883 to establish the Fire Ad Hoc Committee. So ever since 2013, we've been meeting. So we've been meeting for a little over 2 years. In February of 2015, so that was this last February last year, mm-hmm. we provided the ad hoc. We had a joint meeting with the City Council, the Board of Fire Commissioners from the Fire District, and at that time the Ad Hoc Committee presented their study to the city and to the district, the 154-page document, and that is the document that you need to look at, because you can look at our minutes. We didn't keep minutes. You could look at the agendas, but so there are no minutes for any of those meetings
except that joint one in February.
Yes, because yep. So that you would have had minutes for that. So this document is available on the Black Diamond webpage. If you go, there's at the very front page, over the right-hand side, there's a link that says In the Spotlight. If you click on that link, you'll go to In Spotlight page, scroll down, and you will find a link for the Fire Ad Hoc Committee report that was presented in 9/15. 154 pages. That would be the document that I would look at if you want to know about Ad Hoc Committee. And it's also available on our website, which we actually just redid our website, kcfd44.org. And so it's, if you go to our website, click on the About Us button and go to the Commissioners section, there's a PDF there that says the final ad hoc report. So either one of those places you can get this document. If you don't want to print it out, you can read it right on your computer. So at the end of, with the ad hoc committee, the ad hoc committee was given a specific task and scope of work. We completed that, and with this report that we brought and a recommendation to the city. So in that recommendation, there's 4 ways that a city can provide fire services. You can have your own fire department. You can provide services under an interlocal agreement, like you're doing right now. You can be part of what's called a regional fire authority, or you can annex into a fire district, be part of a fire district. So if you look to your neighbor, and let me explain this also. I think there's 39 incorporated cities in King County. Only 6 of those cities provide their own fire protection. So, you know, that's not how it used to be many years ago. I mean, we've been merging and annexing, and because there was a time when there was over 30 fire districts in King County. didn't make a lot of sense to do that anymore, so we've been merging those together. If the city of Covington and the city of Maple Valley both are part of fire districts. Covington's part of Fire District 37. Covington is part of Fire District 43, which is Maple Valley Fire Department. And about 5 years ago, the city of Enumclaw annexed into Fire District 28. So all of your cities that surround you here are all part of a fire district. Auburn is part of a regional fire authority. So the outcome of this first study that was done by the ad hoc committee, the recommendation was that we further explore annexing the city into the fire district. And so that's what we've been doing. One of the things our tasks was to start drafting a pre-annexation agreement. So that's an agreement. It's kind of like a prenuptial agreement. So, we've been engaged for since 2006. So we said, it's time to get married, time to make this permanent. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We've been working on that pre-annexation agreement. There's two major hurdles. One is when the city has I believe that you can collect $3.60 per thousand. There's a 590 limit, right? I don't know if you're, this really gets complicated, but there's a 590 limit. The city can collect $3.60 in their mill rate from property taxes.
But that's for everything, right?
That's for everything. But now you are part of a library district. So there's 50 cents that goes to the library district. That means, and that goes away from your $3.60. So if you become part of a fire district, we can collect a maximum of $1.50. So that would go away from your taxing. But you would no longer be responsible or have to fund the fire department. So you're not really taking money away. You're just moving it around to a different place. So that's one of the major hurdles. The other major hurdle is your capital needs in the city. The fire district, since 2007, the fire district has put about $8 million into capital items in our fire district. And the city hasn't put any money into their fire department. You have fire station 99 needs to be replaced. You have a fire engine. The only fire engine that will fit in fire station 99 is the one that's in there now, and it's 35 years old. You can't buy a new fire engine and it won't fit in your fire station. So you need a new fire station 99, and you need quite a bit of your main fire engine, engine 998. About 3 years ago, it's had several problems. The engine blew up on it during pumper tests. Every year it has to do a pumper test. That's required by NFPA. Have to do that. A few years ago, that engine blew up. We found a place that would rebuild it over in Eastern Washington, and they said they would never do that again. So basically, if the engine blows up in that fire engine again, you can't put a new engine in. It won't fit. It's not engineered to have a new. So that needs to be replaced. Your engine 99 needs to be replaced, and you have an aid car and a brush truck that needs to be replaced. So you probably have about $5 million worth of capital needs. So how are you going to pay for that? So one of the things that we've looked at is a bond, a capital bond. That may be something that the city's going to have to look at. And that was part of this study. In fact, during this ad hoc study, we've actually brought some bond people and talked to them. And at one point, we were talking about having a joint meeting sometime at the end of March. I don't know where that's at. So that's kind of where we're at with the ad hoc committee. Right now, we are working on the pre-annexation agreement. And we're also trying to figure out what to do about the capital needs in the city. because I can tell you this, our elected board isn't going to annex the city into the fire district and then make the citizens of the fire district replace all of your capital needs, because that's something the city needs to do. So. But that's kind of where we're at with the ad hoc committee. Is there any questions? I would read this report.
Yeah.
If you haven't read that, it's like I said, it's on the city website.
And that's your copy right there.
Yeah, it's much better to read it. It's a PDF file and it's in color, and because there's a lot of maps and illustrations, and they're much better to look at.
There'll be copies at City Hall too.
Well, I don't know if there's copies, if there's hard copies, but there is a PDF. On the website, okay. Yeah. Now, and I would suggest that's the best way to look at that.
We already have one from last year.
And you might have. Were you on the?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you have a. You have.
Probably,
we did.
Probably.
Yeah. Because I did.
I'm looking at how fat it is.
I know, and I spent about $400 printing these out, mm-hmm. and so that there was copies for the council. Mm-hmm. So we didn't print a whole bunch of copies out.
I do have a lot of paper.
Yeah, but it's much easier to look at. On your computer, mm-hmm. It's much prettier than looking at it like this.
Based on what you have said here today, the city has capital assets that are way depreciated and very much in need of replacement.
Yes.
How long do we have?
You should have replaced some of those several years ago. So the fire engine. At Station 99 should have been replaced about 15 years ago.
So, to add on to your time question, if we review the report, will it have the standards and regulations that determined those
sure,
needs?
Sure, yes, because we did, one of the things that we looked at during this was capital needs and the replacement of Station 99. Now, I've got another report that I gave a report to the council in 2012 about Fire Station 99. So I can certainly do, I would suggest that at some point I probably could bring that report up to date and maybe give that at one of your council meetings. So everybody, because I think this is something that not only the council but the citizens need to be aware of the current situation with the fire department. So
okay.
I would be, if you want to put me on the agenda sometime to get that report, I'll bring it in, do a PowerPoint presentation.
And I'll write that down as a possible item for
yes,
you guys,
for
and, as well as some of the,
mm-hmm.
the other research that he pointed out that we should review for this committee.
Yes. Thank you.
So our next ad hoc committee meeting is, I believe it's, let me look at my calendar, but I think
I
it's
think
the
it's
15th.
It's Tuesday.
It is the 15th, yes. And it's at our Fire Station 96. And if you go to the city's calendar and bring up the agenda, the second page of that will actually there's a little arrow there's a map of the district, and it'll show you where that meeting is taking place. Typically, we have those at Station 98, but we have a smart board there, and there's some things we need to look at, so it's a little better place to hold that meeting that night.
And what time is that? 6:30 as well?
Yes, okay. I believe that's what it is. Better check. I believe it's 6:30. Yes, but the agenda there is on. If you go to your calendar on your website, the agenda's
well,
right.
I forgot, so I noticed those. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have one quick other thing that we need to do.
So thank you very much.
Okay.
Interesting presentation.
Anytime.
And also, the clarity of it. Thank you.
Yeah, and please go read that report and visit our new website, because you can go there and sign up to be notified. It's a brand new website, and you can actually go on there and you have to kind of log in, set up a login, and you can. There's a button on there that says "Notify Me." So you can log on and sign up to have notifications sent to your computer or to your cell phone. So, because we try to, like if there's a car accident somewhere, we send stuff out right away, try to get people out. I don't know if you looked at our Facebook page, we have a Facebook page that we do give a lot of information on. So if you go to KCFD44, if you Google KCFD44 Facebook, you can find that Facebook page. A lot of good information out there. And that's how we're trying to reach out to everybody, because we cover 70 square miles and serve about 35,000 people. So it's and some of, you know, we have people that live, have their address is Black Diamond, some people's address is Enumclaw, some of them are Kent, some of them are Auburn, so it's kind of hard to, there's not one newspaper that serves everybody, so. All right? Okay, thank you very much.
So, thank you, Madam Chair. I had forgotten about your minutes being there at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So, I might suggest the two past minutes. First is February 11th.
So, I'll move that we accept minutes from February 11th meeting.
Yes,
I second that. Motion carries. So, I'll move that we accept the minutes from February 25th meeting.
I'll second that motion.
So, that passes.
Well, I think. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair, did you have any for item five, public comment and discussion? I see it notes here about future meeting dates and agendas that the next meeting of this committee is Thursday, April 14th. So we've got a month to go by for this committee.
Right.
If urgent items come up, meetings can be called. But at this time, do you want me to note any future possible agenda items, or is that a follow-up for another
I think day? A month in advance, I think maybe things
you want to wait
come,
a little bit?
Things will come.
I think the Civil Service Commission appointment will probably come back, and then other things may fall into place later. You're ready?
Yes.
That's all I had.
Okay.